Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. John 17:17. Make them holy by the true word. Your word is the true word. The boy and the basket. The story goes something like this. A boy questioned his dad about what seemed to him to be wasted time memorizing scripture. The son's frustration grew from his own awareness of how many verses he had forgotten over a period of time. The father answered with an analogy, comparing what the boy was doing in learning and forgetting Bible verses to pouring water in a basket. Pour clean, fresh water in a basket, and almost all of it runs through and spills out. However, in this process, the basket is cleaned by the washing of water over and through it. When I read this, my first thought was, another dumb illustration. But the picture has stayed with me for years now. Reading and obediently responding to the words of God is like stepping under a fountain and washing. Remember everything? No. Benefit from the process? Definitely. Isaiah 55:11. My word, which comes from my mouth, is like the rain and snow. It will not come back to me without results. It will accomplish whatever I want and achieve whatever I send it to do. Two principles. One, think rain and snow. Let the imagery do its work. Let the snow fall and the rain soak in. Two, look at our relationship with the words of God more as an opportunity for cleansing and growth and less as a hurdle to be conquered or a box to be checked. Jesus prayed, use the truth to make them holy. Your words are truth. Sanctification is not a been there, done that kind of thing. Only the self-righteous complete the course in godliness. For the righteous, the process continues until we meet Christ. So let the words wash through the basket. Sometimes we do well, sometimes not, but the words of God will have their intended cleansing effect. You can count on that. God says so. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God.com.